As the country struggles with the current financial crisis, there have been the inevitable comparisons with the Great Depression of the 1930s. But Marvin Goodfriend, a professor of economics at Carnegie Mellon University's Tepper School of Business, says things are very different this time around.
The government has been on the job since last August, trying to deal with this financial turmoil as best it could. Literally from the day this financial turmoil started, back in the Great Depression, the government really got off the dime very slowly. The stock market crashed in 29. The government really didn't get into the business of supporting the financial system in a big way until 1933 and thereafter.
And in the Depression years, there was no work. People were barely surviving. There were bread lines. Children went hungry. Nothing like that is happening now. So on Main Street, at least, it doesn't feel as serious.
Well, there's a couple of other differences. One is, until the mid-1930s, there was no deposit insurance in the banking system. And so in the early years of the 1930s, people pulled their money out of the banks to save their life savings, and the banking system collapsed. This year, we have deposit insurance, and deposit insurance protected the banking system, at least the commercial banking system, which has deposit insurance. The investment banking system does not have deposit insurance.
So why do we think this is as serious or more serious?
Well, it's serious in the sense, well, it's the most serious financial crisis since the Great Depression. But on a scale of 1 to 10, if you put the Great Depression at 10 so far, this crisis is manageable. And I would say that there's every reason to think that we should get through this with ultimately a scale of effect relative to the Great Depression on the order of 3 or 4. I really hate to make that numerical comparison,
sure,
but just to make my point.
Well, now, obviously, there are still people alive today who were alive then. There are people who've heard the family stories about the bad old days. And there is, I think, a lot of uneasiness about the possibility that this is the beginning and it could go in that direction. Do you think that's possible that it could?
Absolutely not. I would be amazed. We've learned our lessons from the Great Depression. Government knows what it needs to do to prevent a protracted depression of the sort we had in the 1930s. The government has been on the job this year already. As I said, the Federal Reserve started to ease monetary policy early in the year. Government has taken incredible actions in credit markets. The Federal Reserve has made loans. The government has facilitated reorganizations of firms. The main risk going forward, I would think, is that house prices have not bottomed in the United States, but we expect a bottom to be reached sometime early next year. So we're likely to see a turnaround from this thing sometime next year. The Great Depression didn't turn around for 10 years because the government continued to make mistakes in managing it.
When do you think was the last time that Main Street really did feel the pinch of some kind of major financial disruption?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because there's no question that in the early 1980s, we had the worst downturn in the United States since the Great Depression. That downturn, which was associated with Paul Volcker's Federal Reserve bringing inflation under control, which was a good thing, that downturn was an 18-month recession in the United States, which saw the unemployment rate move up to 10%. People that remember the early 1980s remember interest rates were nearly 20% as the Fed tried to bring inflation under control, and did so, but the cost of doing so was a severe recession, the worst one by far that we had since the Great Depression. But even that recession, lasting only a year and a half, was nothing compared to the decade-long Great Depression, which had unemployment rates between 10 and 20%.
Dr. Goodfriend, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Marvin Goodfriend is professor of economics at Carnegie Mellon's Tepper School of Business in Pittsburgh. The country's most recent unemployment rate is 6.1%. That number is for August. The September figures are scheduled to be released on October 3rd.